You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's independent broad-based anti-corruption commission deals with misconduct inside state government departments, Victoria Police, councils, the actions of judges, magistrates and members of parliament. The types of corruption can include bribes, misusing a position of influence, accessing workplace information inappropriately, fraud, theft, planning corrupt activities, abuse of police powers, improper relationships, or disclosing police information to organised crime groups.
IBAC cannot investigate issues from other states or territories, any federal matters or anything in the private sector, unless it relates to a Victorian public sector employee.
David Wolfe is a deputy commissioner at IBAC and he says public examinations explore and expose corrupt conduct.
It's then our role to put that evidence together and then we refer it to either the Director of Public Prosecutions or for the lesser matters we might prosecute ourselves, but the courts will ultimately make that decision on and determination on the guilt or innocence of the people involved.
Deputy Commissioner Wolfe explains that complaints and intelligence from other agencies are what usually spark investigations. He says anti-corruption commissions exist to ensure communities do not miss out when individuals exploit public funds for personal use.
There are some differences between ICAC and IBAC, but essentially our overarching role is to identify, investigate and pursue and prevent corruption across the public sectors. And we're both, heavily engaged in that activity.
Sydney-based barrister Ian Neal SC says ICAC in New South Wales has a wider scope than IBAC in Victoria because it can investigate suspicions of corrupt conduct.
But it's still the case that IBAC's jurisdiction is more limited to ICAC. ICAC, for example, can investigate alleged breaches, provided they're substantial breaches, of ministerial and parliamentary codes of conduct.
The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption exposes wrongdoing in the public sector. It can commence proceedings for a criminal offence, but only with the advice of prosecutors. Mr. Neal says IBAC and ICAC do have some similarities.
Both bodies have substantial coercive powers, and by coercive powers, I mean powers, not powers to punish people. Neither of them can do that. But they have substantial powers to compel the production of evidence on which their investigations can be based. There are differences between them. ICAC's powers are wider in that respect.
Federal Labor is promising to establish a National Anti-Corruption Commission to independently investigate misconduct if it wins power. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese said earlier this month that he respects anti-corruption bodies because they need to hold independent inquiries without political influence.
And the difference between Labor and the Coalition is that I support a National Anti-Corruption Commission with teeth. I support the processes of the ICAC. I support the processes of IBAC.
The federal government has committed to setting up a Commonwealth Integrity Commission to scrutinise wrongdoing, but critics have complained it may not properly address accountability issues. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has previously told Channel 7 he does not favour the New South Wales model.
You've got to have processes that assume people are innocent before they're thought to be guilty, and that is a real problem. So it's not a model that we've ever contemplated going at a federal level. And, we have a set of arrangements at a federal level that can be built upon, but certainly not going down that path in New South Wales.
But barrister Ian Neal SC says ICAC is an investigative body only and the federal government's comments need clarification.
There's been lots of talk, particularly in connection with recent inquiries in New South Wales, about the presumption of innocence and so on. That is entirely misplaced. ICAC does not establish guilt or innocence.
Mr. Neal agrees the proposed CIC has weaker parameters than both IBAC and ICAC because it needs to identify criminal offending first before investigating. But what about the scope of a Royal Commission to shine a light on issues kept in the dark? A Royal Commission in Australia is a non-judicial inquiry into matters of public importance with broad powers to gather information. It is called by the government and has the ability to request individuals or organisations provide documents as evidence. And Queensland has a Crime and Corruption Commission, with a recent survey showing only a small number of public sector employees who responded believe misconduct is declining. ICAC declined to comment for this story. The federal government's CIC bill is due to go before Parliament before the end of the year. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.